My name is Ellie Clifford. I'm 20 and I'm a student currently living in London. London is an amazing place to live and there's always something going on, but the stresses and strains which come with living in such a busy environment can definitely have their toll. According to the Mental Health Foundation, mental health issues will affect about 1 in 10 children and young people in their lifetime, including conditions like depression, anxiety and conduct disorders. It is often thought that this is a direct response to what is happening in their lives, so I decided to go and speak to 3 people about their experiences of mental health issues to try and better understand what it meant to them.
The piece in particular is focusing around my experiences with manic depression, the kind of ways in which it manifests, which incorporates anxiety and depressive mood, and then followed by like a manic kind of high. If people aren't aware of it, it's like a feeling of like euphoria or hyperactivity and that kind of thing. So, and how they intertwine with each other. And it's especially exacerbated by the university environment and the stresses that you can face. So yeah, that's just a bit of background. And it's called The Operation Game. It can be so easy to let hope cease, but ride it out till you're standing on that shore and the crashing tides no longer bother you anymore. So if someone told you to open up your mind, I wonder just what we'd find. Let the calming sight of the setting sun guide you home, and may you find peace within your bones. These throbbing pulses within our veins remind us that we are human and the vastness of the emotion which we contain.
Okay, we are recording.
We are the voice of the under 25s.
I'm currently shut myself in a toilet.
How on earth do you become a lollyologist?
The bag with my blood in it. My blood.
Our stories, what we think, the truth.
And how long have you been sort of on the streets? On and off for a year.
We got told that he was killed in a motorcycle accident.
If we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream.
Podium.me. This is your platform.
Although anxiety and depression can often appear together and they can feed one another in a way, they are definitely separate.
I think there are a number of mental health issues that people face in the UK which they might not recognise initially, because it's with mental health it's very, very difficult to first recognise it and then go about seeking help. I think a lot of the main mental health issues include depression, anxiety, manic depression, things like this, OCD as well. Especially for university students, it's more prevalent due to the stresses of university, due to coming to a whole new environment, and the fact that you're taken out of your comfort zone and put into a whole new arena, basically. I think the reason why people club them together a lot is because they are very connected, and oftentimes if you are suffering from depression, then you are also the depression is a result of anxiety. So to be honest, it is very much connected, especially like among students. And there are differences, and they can be like you can have anxiety in isolation or depression in isolation, but a lot of the times they are connected, in that if you're feeling depressed and you have a long period of low mood, you avoid social interaction and the company of others, and that is due to the anxiety that you would feel when you are in the company of others and when you are in social situation.
I myself have lived with both anxiety and depression, been through lots of different clinical stuff for it, but the anxiety is more sort of, obviously it's the anxiety, it's the fear, it can prevent you from doing things in a different way than depression, and they can both be exhausting, but they are definitely different.
So a lot of the time, some people who might be depressed, they might also suffer from, or they might also experience social anxiety, which stems from feeling overwhelmed and feeling uncomfortable around others. So I do think they are very connected, but at the same time, they can be isolated concerns.
One of the conditions that is often associated with both depression and anxiety is seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. SAD is estimated to affect approximately 1 in every 15 people in the UK between September and April, with those most commonly affected aged between 18 and 30. The condition is often a result of the reduced amount of daylight in the autumn and winter months, and it can cause symptoms like lethargy and sleeplessness as a result. I wanted to find out whether SAD was something my interviewees thought was a problem in Britain, especially what with our long nights and cold days in the winter months.
We get our vitamin D as well, and lack of vitamin D can lead to tiredness, And for me, like, I had a vitamin D deficiency as well, and the effects between that and mental health stuff, obviously the physical affects the mental, so they are linked.
So I thought I would speak a little bit anecdotally about this, because I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, back home in America, and I moved to England and I was the happiest person in the entire world. I was, you can ask any one of my friends, I was over happy. I was too happy. I was so, new country, I was loving it, it was England, it was great. And then I started not to see the sun anymore, and it rained all the time, and I didn't think that it was affecting me. I didn't really see it as a problem. I just thought, oh, maybe, you know, I'm changing as a person, maybe I'm just going to be calm down, whatever. But it really did affect my mood. And by the time that I went home at Christmas, I was completely different. My parents noticed a change in me, saying, oh, you're a lot less happy about a lot of things that used to bring you a lot of joy. And so I didn't really realize how much the weather could really impact you until I experienced that myself.
The next thing I want to ask is another thing that came up when we were discussing this podium is the idea of anxiety being something that's kind of been born out of the Western world. You know, especially I feel, for me, anecdotally, in Luton, I never suffered from anything like panic attacks or anxiety, anything like that. Came to London, and the more that the stress ramped up from, you know, I think for me it was my commute doing that in the morning, and then I didn't really, because my family never have had anxiety in my family really, I didn't know what it was, and then the first time I ever had a panic attack, I actually thought I was having a heart attack. I had no idea what was going on. So I'm just wondering, do you think that kind of the Western world in particular and things like capital cities are like kind of causing anxiety, or do you think it's more of a global issue which is faced across the world regardless of your environmental factors?
I agree that London is definitely more stressful than other places, especially with just being, you know, being trapped in a tube with like 100 other people and on a morning commute or, you know, when you're going home from uni. But to be honest, I think personally that it's not just a Western issue, and that it's not born out of the West, and it's not something that's just kind of been created or is perpetuated by Western lifestyles. I think mental health affects everyone of varying backgrounds. Like, so I've been born and brought up in London, but my family are from Bangladesh originally, and I know that a lot of people just across cultures and different countries experience mental health issues, and it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily born out of where you live or your family background or genetics or I don't feel like it can be narrowed down in that respect to just a certain environment or place, because mental health can arise in any circumstance, and it just depends on the person and how they perceive the world and how they deal with situations of greater stress or situations where they are put into environments where they feel uncomfortable.
It's definitely not an invention of the West. I think it is interesting to note that there's a difference, sort of, if you look at the like African Caribbean population, sort of in the UK versus in, like, for example, Jamaica, there is a difference in the way that people report anxiety and depression, in that it seems that almost coming over to a Western country and being taken away from that element of home can increase anxiety amongst populations. So it's definitely, I definitely don't think it's a Western invention, and there are issues with the way that sort of other places tackle or address mental health in particular, but yeah, it's not a Western invention.
What people need to do is make sure that they have strong support networks around them in terms of friends, family, and make sure that they're always in contact with these people and letting them know when they are struggling and really just reaching out.
I think the provision of mental health services is completely tied up with the provision of the NHS and the future of the NHS, because for so many people, the NHS can be such a lifeline when it comes to mental health. And if we look at the way that support services are being defunded in this country, it's not just the NHS, it's specialised services, and especially specialised services for marginalised groups that go first. So I think the government plays a big role in how people are able to access mental health in their funding of it. So I think a future with better mental health services is a future with a strong and well-funded NHS with diverse support services. okay, I have one coping mechanism that really helps me out, and it's basically to think of the worst case scenario. So a lot of the time when I was revising, I get really stressed out and I think, well, if I fail this exam, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I won't get a degree, and then I won't get a job, and then I'm gonna die alone. And then I work back and I think, well, how likely is any of that? So if I fail an exam, can I still get a degree? Yeah, probably. Okay, but even if I don't get a degree, can I still get a job? Yeah, probably. And even if I don't get a job right now, am I going to die alone in a ditch?
My name is James.
I'm Ella.
Hi, I'm Oliver.
Hello, my name's Shauna.
Rhiannon.
I'm Ethan.
Hi, we're Jungle Doctors and you're listening to Podium.me.